POT. KK4 POT clear. QT W2T, what you up to today, boy?
Man, just hanging out, Rusty. Just having a little fun here at the house. I'm ending my quarantine tomorrow officially, so I am kind of getting to that celebration mode where I'm ready to bust out of here.
Hey, I officially came off of quarantine on Sunday, but I hung around till yesterday before I left the house, so I'm on my second day of being released from quarantine.
Fantastic. I'm glad that's passed now. I've got me a little grocery list to resupply some stuff that we used over the past 2 weeks, and I'm kind of dreading that shopping trip, but, you know, hey, it's just one of those things you got to do, but I'll be looking forward to getting out.
Yep. Well, I started with a dead battery yesterday morning. Yesterday, I was at an appointment to get a haircut, and I went out, climbed in the car about 11:30, stuck the key in the ignition, turned the switch, and all I got was click, 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 click. So I ended up having to wait on AAA to send the tow truck by so he could get me jumped off. And then once I got it jumped off, I let it run for a while, and then I went and had it tested. Turned out there was nothing wrong with my battery. In fact, the folks at Advance put it through the heavy test, said nothing, you know, nothing wrong with it. It just needed to be fully charged. So anyway, so that killed 2 hours, and then I went to the grocery store. $106 when I walked out the door of the grocery store. I was lighter in the pocketbook.
I can imagine so on that. Yeah, the old battery thing, that'll get you when the car sits for a week or two, especially with cold weather. The cold weather is not good on a battery, so. But, yep, glad to hear you're back at it and moving and grooving, so. Yep, I'll be joining in on that grocery shopping here soon enough, and my wallet will also become much lighter at that point. But we're just enjoying the time here at the house and getting a few projects done. Worked on some radio projects and working on some music projects, that kind of stuff. So just trying to make the best of it.
I was doing some radio projects. I was also doing some music projects for the Barbershop Harmony Society. I'm now on the board of directors for our Carolinas district. And we've got a midwinter event coming up, a virtual event coming up starting next Thursday and running through the weekend. And I've been building our district's part of the site for the last, 8 days or so, 9 days. So I've had to learn how to use YouTube, create my own YouTube channel, how to use YouTube Studio to create playlists with multiple copies so something will run when we put it in the site for 4 days without stop, and, lots and lots of good things that I didn't know before, but I have learned now, and also, anyway. But I told him at church it'd probably be a couple of weeks before I would be coming back to sing, so I let him know that and all, but that's all right. They got a women's ensemble this weekend and whatever next weekend, and then possibly the third weekend from there I'll feel like singing again. But I've got enough other stuff to work on in the meantime, so. Anyway, and you've got more than one of you at the house. I was only buying for me and the dog. You're buying for you and the family, so I'm sure your bill is going to be a good bit more than mine was. Over.
POT. Yeah, that's for sure. Yep, me, the wife, and two boys. So, we get bored, we get hungry, so we've been eating a good bit. So, I'm just going back through all my checklist of food and getting everything, getting a new list made to resupply. So, yeah, I am not looking forward to swiping the card on that one, but it's one of those things, you just got to do it.
Team Mobile. Well, I'll tell you what, I have actually lost weight due to this sickness and everything else. I'm down to about 208 pounds now, which is makes me feel good and all, but between the gallbladder surgery the end of September and now all of this, needless to say, I have not put on any weight. But, oh well, it is what it is. And all right now I'm headed over to Batteries Plus because I had bought a UPS from them. And all of a sudden it's doing squirrely things. And it's guaranteed, so I'm going to take it back to them and let them figure out what's wrong and see if they're just going to replace it or what they're going to do. I don't know. And because I use these on radios and computers and everything else. So I guess I'll just have to see what happens. Anyway, well, good to talk to you. Glad you're getting over that and getting out and being able to get fine. Are you the only one in the family that caught it?
K4VAS.
KK4POT.
Hey, WU2TK4VAS. Just want to say hello.
Well, yes, hearing you in there, yeah, good. And we got POT in here, too, and also, yeah, I'm trying to... Got an interesting thing. The Public Works Department, the water and sewer people, have stopped, had a truck parked in the middle of an intersection. Strange place to park it, blocking traffic light and lanes and everything else. But anyway, good to hear you. Yeah, I'm up and about and getting there. What you up to?
That was directed to me, K4VAS. Yeah, I've been, haven't turned the radio on for a long, long time, as you well know, and just mainly listening right now and seeing who's on, who I remember, and just wanting to say hello to everybody again. How you been doing, Rusty?
Well, as you heard him talk about, me talk about, I just come off of quarantine about 3 days ago. And actually, my first day out was yesterday, so I had the coronavirus, and you know, so we're both he and I are clearing up from it, so we're at wit's end of being stuck at home. Anyway, well, I have arrived at where I intended to arrive, so I'm going to go ahead and get out with both of you here, and I need to get inside with this so I can get them to tell me what's wrong with it. I'll talk to both of you later. KK4POT with K4VAS. This is WU2T73s.
This is K4VAS. I'll be saying goodbye to you. And POT, if you want to stick around for a minute, I don't believe I know you, so maybe we could chat for a bit. K4VAS, clear with the WU2T.
Good to talk to you today. This is KK4POT. I got time for a quick round here. I got my boys waiting on me for our next project, so I need to head out here in just a second. But the name here is Tim, Tango India Mike, and I'm out of Easley, South Carolina.
Oh, my name is Wayne. Used to be heavily involved years ago. Been backed out for a while. But just starting to listen again, and especially in light of current events and all that stuff, so just wanted to introduce myself, say hello. I believe I heard you in there a couple of times before, so if I do, I'll say hello in the future.
Absolutely great. Yeah, normally I'm on early in the mornings, about 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm on with a few other guys that kind of come and go from about 5 to 6 o'clock in the morning on our way into work. And so I'm on most weekdays in. Now, I haven't been on for the past 2 weeks because of the quarantine, but next Monday, if all goes well, I will be back headed into work again and be back on the radio then. And then occasionally in the afternoons when I get off of work, I can sneak in a couple minutes here and there on the way home. But I'm kind of bebopping around in and out. So, but yeah, I'd love to catch up with you anytime we're out there.
What kind of work do you do, and where do you do it?
We have a tractor-trailer repair facility in Greenville down by Whitehorse Road in 85. And so we do, you know, just about anything to a over-the-road rig and the trailers as well. We do pretty much anything top to bottom on those. So I was a tech for a number of years, and now I'm more in the management side of stuff. But, yeah, neat little place down there, real good group of guys. It's a lot of fun to be around.
That's good to know. I like to keep track of what people do in case anybody needs that service, I know where to send them. All right, well, I should go. I'm retired, so I get on here on and off during different times of the day now. But we'll be starting to listen towards the evening when people are on the road in case I can be of help to someone. So I'll say 7-3's nice meeting you today and hope we can talk again in the near future. So I'll say goodbye to you for now, Tim. And again, my name is Wayne. And this will be K4VAS. I'll be clear on yours.
Wayne, I'm glad I was able to hop on now to get to speak with you. So, yeah, I'll be listening for you, and we'll try to catch up again soon. So, 7-3's to you. Hope you have a fantastic rest of the day. This is KK4POT, and I'll be cleared.